The Riverside Bulldogs came out on top over Cam last night as the Cougars fell at home 3-0. After this match, Riverside has now beaten Cam in all three matchups this season, as the Cougars haven't won a set all year against the Bulldogs. Riverside moves on to the Class 1A Region 4 Regional Championship game, while the Cougars finished their playoff hopes on a loss. Bulldog head coach Brooklyn Flathers says that her team stayed focused and is ready to hit the practice floor tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our girls did a really good job of staying focused. We talk a lot about flipping the switch, you know, between points and getting ready to compete in that next one. And I thought our girls did a really good job of that last night. And so, you know, really proud of them. We'll get back to work at practice tonight.
In the last match, Bentley Roan was a highlight player to say the least. The sophomore had 11 kills on just 21 attempts, while also earning 2 blocks and 4 aces. She was more than a leader on the night for Riverside.
Yeah, Bentley is a competitor for sure. She loves the game of volleyball and, you know, wanted to play and do what she can for her team. And our back row played really well, and Ayla dished up the ball nicely to all of our hitters, and they were able to find some success there.
Ayla Richardson earned 29 assists on the night for Riverside, with sets of Bentley Roan, Sophia Taylor, Ellie Henderson, and Madison Kelly, which made the offense so successful on the night. The junior also had 3 blocks and a kill of her own on the night. Coach Flathers knew that even through the start of her varsity career, she has been hand-in-hand with her hitters to make the team more successful.
Yeah, we kind of forced Ayla's hand as a freshman to be a setter. She had never done that before, and she's a very coachable kid and has taken all the feedback she's gotten over the last few years. And she wants to compete, and she wants to do what she can to help her hitters be successful. And they're really great about, you know, communicating back and forth and what's working and where they need the ball. And they do a good job, you know, meshing there. So it works really well for them.
Riverside comes into practice tonight with the push to go even harder. They may have made it to the regional championship game, but they're going to have to work even harder to get past a very good Ankeny Christian team that has only lost 3 matches this season.
Yeah, we're going to compete. We push our kids really hard in practice, and the expectation's no different, whether it's, you know, preseason in August or, you know, postseason right now. We push our kids really, really hard and demand a lot out of them, and they've just come to accept that that's the expectation, and they're going to have to push tonight and get ready for tomorrow.
As Ankeny Christian has been so successful throughout the entirety of the season, Coach Flathers knows that her team can get the job done. They're looking to outcompete and outplay the Eagles in every set.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, our goal is to out-compete and out-work teams every point, and we're going to really focus on that and be ready to continue playing our game. We try and just focus on what we can control, and we're gonna come out and compete.
Riverside takes on Ankeny Christian tomorrow at Van Meter High School. The first serve is at 7 p.m., and you can catch all the action on KSOM 96.5 FM and audio streaming on WesternIowaToday.com. With myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show starts at 6:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.